Infinitely Wise and Good, February 24. God's Character and Providences. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. God is the source of all wisdom. He is infinitely wise and just and good. Apart from Christ, the wisest man that ever lived cannot comprehend him. If men could see for a moment beyond the range of finite vision, if they could catch a glimpse of the eternal, every mouth would be stopped in its boasting. Men living in this little atom of a world are finite. God has unnumbered worlds that are obedient to his laws, and are conducted with reference to his glory. Nothing can happen in any part of the universe without the knowledge of him who is omnipresent. Not a single event of human life is unknown to our Maker. While Satan is constantly devising evil, the Lord our God overrules all, so that it will not harm his obedient, trusting children. The same power that controls the boisterous waves of the ocean can hold in check all the power of rebellion and of crime. God says to one as to the other, "Thus far shalt thou go, and no farther." What lessons of humility and faith may we not learn as we trace the dealings of God with his creatures? The Lord can do but little for the children of men, because they are so full of pride and vainglory. They exalt self, magnifying their own strength, learning, and wisdom. It is necessary for God to disappoint their hopes and frustrate their plans, that they may learn to trust in him alone. All our powers are from God. We can do nothing independent of the strength which he has given us. Where is the man or woman or child that God does not sustain? Where is the desolate place which God does not fill? Where is the want that any but God can supply? We are as ignorant of God as little children, but as a little children we may love and obey him. Instead of speculating in regard to his nature or his prerogatives, let us give heed to the word he has spoken, "Be still, and know that I am God."